Chapter 20, AI and Acor. We have seen that Jericho was the first city which was taken by Joshua after the people had crossed the river Jordan. The next city to be taken was called Ai, or as it was spelt in the days of Abram, Hai. Let us look at Abram first. You will remember that God called him to leave his own country and go to the land of Canaan, for God would give that land to him and to his children. So Abram obeyed God, and when he came into Canaan, he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon his name. This altar was built on a mountain between the two places, Bethel and Hai. You will see this would be a very special place to Abram, where he often offered a sacrifice on the altar and prayed to God for his promised blessing. Now we will go on to the time of Joshua. He sent men up to Ai to see what sort of city it was and what would be the best way to take it. These men told Joshua that he need not send all the army, but 3,000 men would be enough. So Joshua sent the 3,000 up to Ai. But oh, what a sad disappointment he had. Instead of taking the city, they turned back and fled before the men of Ai. They were chased a long way, and several of them were killed. Oh, how troubled Joshua was, and all the people at this defeat. But God told Joshua that the people had sinned, and that was why they fell before their enemies. When the people took Jericho, God told them that the silver and gold were to be his, and the people were not to touch it. Instead of this, someone had taken of the silver and gold and had sinned against the Lord, who was angry with them. So Joshua was told to go through all the tribes of Israel, and God would show him which was the man who had done the wrong. Well, the tribe of Judah was taken first, and then one of the families of Judah, and last of all, one man out of that family whose name was Achan. Then he confessed that he had taken of the silver and gold and hid it in his tent. Joshua sent messengers to his tent, and they brought the things and laid them out before the Lord. Then they brought Achan and all that he had to the valley of Achor, and there they stoned him and burnt up all his belongings and covered them with a great heap of stones. What a dreadful end for Achan to come to for disobeying the command of the Lord! And what a shameful defeat the people suffered because of this evil in the camp. This should show us that if we regard evil in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us when we pray to him, and things will surely go against us. We shall need to confess our sins and seek that the Lord would have mercy upon us, that our sins might be put away. Well, by punishing Achan in this way, Joshua was the means of turning away the Lord's anger, and now he was told to attack Ai again. But some of his army was to lie in hiding between Bethel and Ai, which was where Abram had built an altar to the Lord. Then Joshua and the rest of the army were to go up to the city until the men of Ai came out against them. Then they were to pretend they were defeated and to flee away from Ai. In this way, the men of Ai were drawn out of the city, and then those who were hiding behind the city came into it and took it and set it on fire. Now was the time for Joshua and his men to turn round upon the men of Ai, who were thus caught between him and the burning city. So they were all destroyed except the king of Ai, who was taken alive, and they hanged him on a tree. Thus God wrought for them another great victory. No doubt Achan thought he would not be found out, and that no one would know he had hid those things which he coveted in his tent. But God knew. Nothing can be hid from the eyes of the Lord, and we may be sure our sin will find us out. When Joshua began to take the tribe of Judah as the guilty one, Achan might begin to fear. But oh, how he would tremble when his father's family was chosen out of all the families of Judah, and then the lot fell upon him as the guilty one out of that family. But there is one other thing about the valley of Achor. It was forever after this a dreadful place to the people of Israel, as they would see the great heap of stones and remember what was done to Achan. But God said to his prophet Hosea that he would make the valley of Achor to be for a door of hope for his people. This means that when God deals with his people in a gracious way and brings them into this valley of trouble and sorrow for their sins, he will open a door of hope for them by showing them that his Son, Jesus Christ, has died for their sins. But we must now give you the texts. The account of Abram at Hai is in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, and of Joshua at Ai in the book of Joshua, chapters 7 and 8. Then you can read about the valley of Achor in the second chapter of the book of Hosea.